Hello there. I'm calling to speak with the person that handles the online listings for DSM Router Plumbing.
Yes, that's me.
Oh, hi there. This is Dan. I'm calling you over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm very well, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Good. What prompted my call, by the way, I'm from Local Splash again. It's a data service provider to Google and Meta. So we wanted to speak with you about listing DSM Router Plumbing on the first page of Google. This is for your services, of course, in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, are you able to handle more residential and commercial work?
You know, this is funny. I swear, I literally just last week, I was talking to a client of mine, and we talked about Yelp and, you know, how they're trying to charge me a bunch of money. And I'm like, and she's like, get on Google. And I was literally asking myself, how do I get on Google? And thank you for asking about, you know, yeah, if I'm able to handle more service calls. Right now, it's kind of like I'm actually working 5-6 days a week on projects here and there and service calls here and there. But can you tell me what you have to, like what you can offer, what you got to offer, and how would this work? Because I would love all this information.
Oh, absolutely. Just a little bit of the background first of our company. Local Splash has been in the business for 18 years, and for the last 8 years, we acquired a partnership with Google. So there's only a few companies there, and we're one of them. So we're top of the line in terms of putting businesses on Google. Now, when you do a search on Google, there's a map that shows up in the next to it, a list of businesses, right? And there are pages and pages of companies. So what we do is we provide a service that places companies there, because, of course, 90% of the revenue, like 9 out of 10 people, call those companies. And we do have a spot. Now, what set us apart from other marketing companies is that we only work with one business per area, per industry. So once we program a company there, example, your company, what we do is we close out the area, and we will no longer work with anyone else in the same territory. That is for us to make sure that we can keep you there on the first page. And that's why we are successful in what we're doing.
Okay.
Now, I can pull up the details of this listing for you, okay, as well as the pricing. But you mentioned you were with Yelp, right?
Well, I just created a Yelp, you know, page, I guess, or an account, whatever. But at this time, I'm not giving them, you know, one single dollar for anything. What I just wanted to do was put my name out there, put my info on it for when, so when people look at Yelp, because I've been doing plumbing for, 20 years now. I've worked for a lot of big companies, and, you know, the ending time of when I was parting ways, all they did was Yelp, and they wanted us to get reviews, and, you know, I kind of seen how it works as far as, basically, the more you pay Yelp, it's like they will keep your good reviews there. They will get rid of bad, you know. I think I knew how it worked, you know, and create something so in case somebody went on Yelp to look for me. But it's kind of like it's more that, you know, he does keep calling, you know, offering the services, and I can keep you really busy. But think about it, I mean, I'm already busy as it is without even, you know, paying for advertising, you know, on Yelp, which is what Yelp, everybody hears about Yelp, but also Google as well. But all I did was create it, and I've already had like 5 reviews, and they took 2 of them down, even though they were really good reviews. And he said, oh, we just felt that they were fake or something like that. And I'm like, it's actually a little frustrating, you know what I mean? A little disturbing that you get a Yelp review and then they take it down. But it's
right.
Like kind of extortion on, give me your money and I'll put that good review back up. And that's, you know, just kind of irks me.
Right.
You know?
I do agree with you. But the question is, how far are you booked out, though? I mean, are you not able to squeeze in work here and there?
You know what I always want to say I would like to, because, you know, with work, you know, I'm trying to balance the family life as well. But see, and you just happen to catch me on a day where I'm kind of free this day. Like, I'm on these remodel projects where I only do the plumbing part. But sometimes I got to wait for the other guy to do his part, like the electrician or the tile guy. And then I go back to the project and basically finish it up. And right now my service calls are just on now kind of friend. And I mean, honestly, it's perfect because I'm able to fill in the gaps. I'm able to schedule. Okay, I'm working
right
on the baby. take care of you and then say, hey, how urgent is the call? You know what? I'll get there early morning, take care of your urgent, you know, call, because some other ones can wait if, you know, they're patient enough. But yeah,
that's true.
Like, even more, it depends on how much. A lot of work, probably not, but I would like to see them.
Right. So depending on the job, you are open to take on work, right?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Now, let's talk about your service area. How far do you typically travel from Los Angeles?
Well, I've done jobs in the Valley. I'm in Westchester and L.A. near LAX. So I've gone out to the Valley, Northridge, the farthest part of the Valley. I go down to Downey and Norwalk area pretty frequently. My mother lives over there. I finished high school out there, so it's kind of a hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was born and raised in the West Side area over here, but I mean, and I stretch out to Long Beach. I've been to Palo Verde, so I got this it's kind of like this big little circle where, you know, yeah, Whittier, Downey, Norwalk, the Valley area, you know, Compton, the South Bay area, Palo Verde, and that's pretty much the end of that over there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my day.
Yeah, so that sounds like if it's a reasonable traveling distance, you will take on the job.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, it's like if I am taking on more work, like, you know, depending on what you guys are offering, I kind of seem like I would like to, like, close that down a little bit to try and, you know, target more of the area near me. The big companies, man, they send us everywhere and anywhere throughout the day. Well, sometimes we're only able to get one to two calls because of all the driving that we're doing. And sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, we go out there and it could just be an estimate, you know, but we still have to travel out there. The companies I work for, they really don't pay for travel time. It's always per job, you know, if they get the job on contracting under the owners, you know, that they like.
Right. So long. That it tastes good. I do agree with you. By the way, where my man is. My name is Dan, by the way. Am I speaking with David? That's
yes,
your name,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay. Nice to meet you. And how long have you been running the business?
You know what? I just started. I went out on my own. Basically, right after the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, I assume that you don't have a website yet for the business, right?
I do not. I was just talking with Tony about that last week. I know other companies that are, they say, hey, man, you need to get a website. Like, yeah, I will. You know, just got to contact the right people, and I don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's actually one of the key factors as well of a successful business is for people to see, you know, the work that you've done as well. That's good that you have it. We may be able to help you with that one, too. But David, being that this is an exclusive listing that we're filling today, let me ask you this. If this is something that you feel is right for the business, like, you know, you like what you hear and the price is fair to you, of course, this is something that you would want to move forward today, right?
I think so. I just got to, you know, I got to see what I'm hearing as far as, you know, cost-wise,
mm-hmm.
but also kind of how much. It's like I like to do baby steps, man. You know, it's like basically
mm-hmm.
what I'm doing, like that I've created on my own. It was just a couple of, you know, social media accounts just to, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of get my name out there. But it's more of, you know, friends of friends of friends of friends of, hey, I got your number from a friend of yours. I don't know you, but because you're a good plumber, you know, all that stuff, you know what I mean? So
right.
I'm like getting when it's all at once, it's, you know, it's a lot for me. I'm not really the sit down at my desk type of guy. I need to be active, you know, otherwise I
right.
fall asleep. I need to be active.
Of course.
I got to do this stuff. The reason why I did buy a desk, you know?
Exactly. That's the whole point of it. Okay. No problem. You know what? With that being said, let me pull up the right plan for you as well as the pricing. Because what I would recommend, because we do have a plan that our director can provide. It's the one that we created for New in Business program. So I'm grabbing my director in Los Angeles. Her name is Amy. She'll help us with that particular one. It's a good one. Okay? Give me one moment. Let me grab her real quick.
Hey there, David.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good today. A little, you know, overcast, but it's okay.